When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it is here, the NBA Finals.
Let's go!
Lakers-Celtics. No, that's not what happened.
You know what? You got damn disrespectful, Max. Disrespectful.
I don't care.
Stop being disrespectful.
I don't care.
Not Lakers-Celtics.
The Lakers are at home.
The Celtics were at home.
That's what you was waiting to hear, Max?
What's that?
You are looking live at sunny Southern California, downtown Staples Center.
Doesn't that just sound right?
Los Angeles Lakers take on the Boston Celtics here on ESPN.
Doesn't that just sound right? Yeah, it sounds right.
Jay, gets Mile High City.
Yeah, Jay doesn't get that. He doesn't understand that feeling.
I do understand it. I've heard that story before. Cry me a river, Justin Timberlake. It's fine. It's Denver.
Is he still a thing?
And by the way, it's a great...
I said it, so I don't know.
There are great storylines. There's no question there are great storylines.
Is Justin Timberlake still a thing? I don't know. I don't know the music.
You haven't listened to any Justin Timberlake? You're an L.A. guy.
You know, every now and then someone will play a Justin Timberlake song, though, and you go, yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know it, but someone will play it.
It's like one or two of them. Oh, hold on. Let's get to sports because Frank's going to be mad at us.
Oh, Frank from yesterday?
Frank. Sorry about that, Frank. That's all it takes is one grumpy caller.
Sorry about that, Frank.
Having good time. The fun police.
Frank. Frank had me laughing all day yesterday to myself. He just thought about Frank.
You know what, Frank? I know what he means. You turn on the radio and, like, you got a certain amount of time in the car, right? And you're like, okay, let me find out what happened when they're going to be talking the finals or something. You turn it on and, you know.
Well, the best
he's yelling at his kids to turn off the lights. They left the lights on.
Trying to save power, electricity bill.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the funny part for people at home who don't get a chance to see it, when we go on single shots like we are right now on ESPN2, when they hear us on radio, is that when Key and I are BSing back and forth, Max is literally, you start seeing his right leg start to shake, and you could tell he's like, let's just get to it, guys.
I have a whole agenda to get to. Yeah. Whole agenda to get to. Sound to play, opinions to solicit. Reactions to, give. Guys, there are lots of great storylines. There are lots of great storylines in the finals.
Give me one.
Okay. How about Jimmy Butler, the guy who's counted out in every single series? Like, I'm not trying to hear now, well, the Heat will give him a good fight. You have to respect them. They'll win a game or two. But, oh, shucks, in the end, they're not good enough. That's what people thought against the Bucks. Bucks were supposed to beat everybody. You picked the Bucks when the whole thing started. Everyone did. Like, most people thought the Bucks were going to win. Knocked them out in the first round. First round didn't even really, the series wasn't really extended that much. Same thing with the Celtics, especially when they forced a game seven. Here's Jimmy Butler.
Can I ask a quick question, though? Over under three bowls of cereal with all that cereal that you have.
I'm going to say three small
bowls.
Can you hold
that up for people at home to see on ESPN2?
This is protein cereal, no carbs. There's no carbohydrates. I get up at I've been up today since 3:30
in the morning. That's more cereal than you typically have. You typically have one bowl of cereal.
Okay, let me tell you the real story. So usually, Jay.
Yeah.
They got to him.
They got me.
They got me, Keith, for sure. For sure they got me. So here's the problem. Usually I have like little Ziploc bags I put like one portion in. I ran out of the little Ziploc bags.
Oh, you prepare your breakfast the night before? You're so cute.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Aww.
And then I leave it right by the door. But I ran out of Ziploc bags, so I thought...
You got lazy.
I thought maybe I'll pour some out in a bowl, and I'm like, yo, man, I get hungry in the morning. Let me just take just a little bit too much.
Guess who else?
And of course, who would notice something like that,
Jay?
What was your transition key?
Guess who else prepares the night before?
Jimmy Butler.
NBA teams, they got to play each other.
Yeah.
Did that fall?
By the way, Jokic.
Nah.
Jokic is doing stuff that very few players have ever done. He won two straight MVPs, came in second in the third year, was about to win three until the straw poll came out and said, oh, everyone was like, wait, what about Embiid? And now
so
the
Max,
dude might chip
off. You just gave me –
He gave you two storylines.
You want more?
He gave you two. There's
a lot. Storylines that's been talked about basically the entire playoffs. I need a storyline.
I got one for you.
Because you gave me Jimmy Butler, beat the Bucks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's been talked about already. They've
done
that
more?
30 times.
They're a million.
And then you talked about a guy winning the MVP twice. That's been talked about eight. You don't think people know that he's won it twice?
But if you add a championship to it.
Is Eric Spoelstra a top five coach of all time in the NBA if he wins this?
That's not a storyline, Jay.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
He's probably a top five coach already.
No, he's not.
He's a candidate.
He's top 15. I don't think he's top five. I mean, I think you need more than two chips to be top five. And then you need more than two chips.
And he's been how many times?
He's been to the NBA Finals six times.
Six times?
Yes. He's won it once as an assistant coach in 2006. He's been with the same team his entire career.
We're looking at a graphic comparing him and Malone, by the way.
A winning percentage close to 600, Jay?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Key, he wins this one definitive top five for me. Definitive top five.
But
who's the top four?
So,
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
Red Auerbach.
I think you would have drawn a blank.
Greg Popovich.
Pat Riley.
Yeah, those are the four. That's the Mount Rushmore right there.
So who's five?
Steve Kerr.
I mean, Steve Kerr is in that conversation.
Red Holtzman's
in that
what's so
conversation.
What's so crazy about the Steve Kerr thing, it's almost like he gets watered down.
Well, he got four chips, man.
I know, but because of the team and Curry, it almost like you forget about him as a coach.
I feel like E. Spo is a better X's and O's coach. Like, it's just cut
from
that.
Okay, that's a good storyline now. What else?
How about?
I'm trying to help you.
So, wait, are you admitting that it's a storyline? Because you told me before it's not a storyline.
I'm going to give you that one because it could turn into a story.
This is the first NBA championship for the Denver Nuggets in the history of the franchise?
Yeah, that's a storyline, but how many?
That's a big storyline.
Can Jamal Murray keep being this guy who plays so far above his normally already high standard with the chips on the line?
That's a good storyline.
I got another one for you. Max potentially has Jokic as what, Max, if he wins a chip?
Top 20 all time.
That's not what you said a week ago. Well, God.
No. What I said was,
guys, I'll go get
what I said. I'll tell you what you said.
What I said was, he starts to enter into the top 12 to 15 argument, and he does.
You said, carry out him in. Olajuwon out him in. That's what you said. He will be in the top 10 to 12. You're always trying to change, man. We got deceased.
He would start to be in the top 12 to 15 argument, and the reason I took those
15.
Numbers.
Keith, I know.
Jay,
that's what I'm trying to transition. Keith, I got another one for you.
Yeah.
If the Miami Heat win a world championship, the Miami Heat.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. Oh, that sounds like a dope drink. I'll take a Miami Heat. On the rocks. If the Miami Heat win a championship, is this the greatest sports story? I mean, as greatest run that we've seen from an NBA team.
Like underdog run?
Like an 8 seed to win a championship.
Yeah, as an 8 seed.
Who, by the way, lost the play-in game.
Yeah.
Lost their play-in game.
And were losing the second play-in game. They were about to get knocked out. They couldn't even make the play-in, basically.
If they lost the play-in, then they really got the 8th, right? I mean, what were
they? 7. They would have been 7.
No. What number would have been for the play-in? Like, were they 10?
Well, they were fighting for the 7th seed, and then they won the 8th.
Oh, if they would have lost, you mean?
No. When is 8 teams get in the normal playoffs?
Yes, they were fighting. Yeah. They were playing for the 7th seed.
So they were like 10 at the time, right?
I don't know exactly where they.
I think they finished 7, and then they lost the first play-in.
So I'm pulling up.
And they finished. And then won the second play in, making them 8.
They finished 8th behind Atlanta.
In the regular season?
Yes.
All right. The point is.
No, I just was trying to see how far they were down.
You lose your first play-in, and you're on your way to losing your second play-in, and then you squeak in and beat the team favored to beat
everyone. They lost to the Hawks. The Hawks got the 7th seed. Then they played the Bulls. Yeah. For the 8th seed, they won.
Where did they finish the regular season? 8th?
Eighth.
I thought they finished 7th and then got in as the eight because they won the second play.
We don't need to play Inspector Alive on TV and figure it out. But, like, we're here. That's the point. We're here, damn it.
You know, that tells me when Jay was very sure about what he said, he didn't really know.
Well, I'm looking at the stats. I'm telling you right now. They won 44 games, 38 losses, eighth.
All right.
I told you. But
if you see the final standings, that will reflect what happened in the play-in. What I'm asking is, up until the play-in, where were they? And I believe they were seven, and because they lost the first play-in game, when they won the second, they get in as the eight. You see what I mean?
You know,
so you finished the regular season seven.
You know Mac's not going to let it go, Jay.
That's a fact.
But you just said you believe, and then you just said, I think that's a fact. A fact you wouldn't have to think.
But in other words, you're saying, oh, leave it to him. I'm telling you. That you end the regular season in a certain position, then the play-in determines your playoff seeding. What I'm asking
were
they a pure eight seed, or did they finish the regular season at seven?
No, they did not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Atlanta ended the season 41-41.
Guys, Miami won 44 games.
Thank you.
Atlanta won 41. So let's see the math. Miami was actually
44 is more than 41.
Yeah, so
hold on, wait a minute. I'm still thinking. Therefore, by my calculation,
okay, you might be right. Yeah.
So Miami actually won the Southeast Division, lost the first play-in game, was down by eight with what, like 3 minutes left to Chicago, and came back in. Now has been on this run.
Thank you, New.
There you go, kid.
It's my fault.
Y'all keep asking questions. We'll figure out all the details and we'll hash it out in real time.
Next time, I will not ask such a complicated question.
Amber Wilson, by the way, on Joe and Amber, doesn't understand all the love for Jamal Murray. Listen to this.
Everyone's doing that. Oh, Jamal Murray, he's unstoppable. Jamal Murray wasn't unstoppable until these playoffs. Like, he took his game up a notch here in the postseason. So why are we doing the whole Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin? They're coming back down to earth, but Jamal Murray's not. I don't understand why that is the narrative. Jamal Murray also took his game to another level.
We've seen it before from Murray. Murray did it in the bubble. Murray had an incredible series against Donovan Mitchell. It was an all-timer. We've never seen this from Caleb Martin.
Well, we haven't seen it from Caleb Martin. We have seen it in the Miami Heat. They got further in that bubble than Jamal Murray and these Denver Nuggets did. Don't forget.
No, Amber changed. Amber changed the answer there.
Well, we'll talk about that coming back from
break. She changed her answer there.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What does a title do for Nikola Jokic? By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. What does a title do for Jokic? We're going to get into that. Keyshawn Johnson, we will get into that. We'll get into that.
You think we could play the
Amber Wilson
sound? Amber Wilson sound again? Because I want to hear it.
Joe and Amber, fantastic combination.
Mm-hmm.
They are friends of the show and peer on the show. Amber Wilson doesn't understand all the love for Jamal Murray. Listen to this.
Everyone's doing that. Oh, Jamal Murray, he's unstoppable. Jamal Murray wasn't unstoppable until these playoffs. Like, he took his game up a notch here in the postseason. So why are we doing the whole Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin? They're coming back down to earth, but Jamal Murray's not. I don't understand why that is the narrative. Jamal Murray also took his game to another level.
We've seen it before from Murray. Murray did it in the bubble. Murray had an incredible series against Donovan Mitchell. It was an all-timer. We've never seen this from Caleb Martin.
Well, we haven't seen it from Caleb Martin. We have seen it in the Miami Heat. They got further in that bubble than Jamal Murray and these Denver Nuggets did. Don't forget.
Sensitive.
She switched it up. Amber, you switched it. You were making one argument, and then Joe beat your argument, and you went right to another one. But Amber's a Heat fan.
Yeah. I mean, different team back in the bubble, right?
Yeah.
I mean, guys like Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, like different squad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look.
Her fandom is clearly the driving force, and I respect that.
I don't even know why we keep going back to the bubble with teams. That was so long ago. These teams are not even the same teams anymore. Everybody's so different.
But Jamal Murray, in other words, has a track record. There's some dudes, and we'll see if he can keep it up. Because Jimmy Butler, we could see over time. This dude is different when the playoffs start, and he stays different. Jamal Murray has a track record of doing that so far. It's just not as deep as Jimmy Butler's because he's been hurt for the playoffs last couple years. But Jamal Murray, as good as he is in the regular season, is an MVP-level player in the playoffs.
I mean, but look at these numbers here. Jimmy Butler averaging 28.5, Murray averaging 27.7. Rebounds, 7 for Butler, 5.5 for Murray. I mean, assists per game, 5.7. I mean, both these players are unbelievable. The interesting part, though, is Jimmy Butler's going to have the assignment of guarding Jamal Murray. And then on the opposite end, he's going to be guarded by Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown. Now, Bruce Brown, 6'4", 6'9.5 wingspan. Like, longer, can get up underneath you. He'll see. So he's going to get a variety of different looks, too. So you need Batman to continue to be Batman and not be that player that he was in games 4, 5, and 6.
Jay, how would it affect him, though, on the other end of the floor when you having to guard somebody like Murray? What does that do for your offensive output when you're going up against the guys that you mentioned on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, he's going to guard Murray, but really he's not going to guard Murray. It depends on how they're going to do that defensively.
He's going to guard Murray, but really he's not going to guard Murray.
Yeah, because I'm going to involve you in the ball screen every time. So, Key, like when people say, oh, like, if you were guarding me in a game, Jay Will gave you 30. Like, well, actually, Jay Will didn't give me 30. He gave our big and how Miami's going
to
switch.
I guess I'm referring more to the legs, not necessarily the point total. I'm talking about being able to get around the screens, being able to fight through certain things, his legs. How will that get an active guy like Murray, how does that affect his legs on the offensive end? Now he's got bigger guys and he's got to use his legs to try to do something with on the offensive side of the ball. How does that affect him?
I mean, his shots could be somewhat short. I don't think it really affects him. I think the size more so of Aaron Gordon is going to be the one that affects Jimmy, because Jimmy can get to different spots on the floor. I firmly believe, I think a sweep is on the table.
Mm-hmm. And I said that yesterday. You laughed at me.
No, when did you say that yesterday?
You don't remember me saying that yesterday?
No.
I didn't use the word sweep.
Well, then what did you say then?
That's kind of the whole shooting match right there, Key, is the word sweep.
I didn't say sweep. I said that they're going to play 4 games. Remember I kept saying that?
Yeah.
It's going to be four games for Miami.
And why would you scroll all the way and say it's going to be a sweep?
Yeah, I left it for you. I wanted them to attack you, not me.
He wants the Twitter mob to come after you, not him, is the basic thing.
I just – Jimmy is special. Jimmy can get to certain spots on the floor. He has a very unorthodox game with the way he gets his shot off, too. And, by the way, Aaron Gordon and company, they need to stay disciplined because Jimmy will ball fake the hell out of you. Right, he'll pump fake you, he'll pass fake you, he'll get to certain spots on the floor, he'll make quick reads, and he'll get in his groove. But it is going to be interesting how they guard him. I think you also see Jokic involved in a lot of pick and roll. I do think, though, that at the end of the day, the power and the size of Denver is going to be different.
Yeah, and they also got, when you break down that team, Jokic, their best player, can shoot. Jamal Murray, who's just almost as good as Jokic when it matters most, can shoot. KCP can shoot.
I've never said about any team this team has played with the Miami Heat, sweep. You've never heard the word sweep coming out of my mouth with Miami. I may have picked against Miami, but I never said sweep. This one I think is different.
Sweep.
Yes, I'm saying I'm holding a broom in my hand today.
Is it a big broom, a small broom?
It's a small broom.
Dustpan?
It's a small broom. Like,
I you know why I respect you taking the sweep? At least you're doing, like a lot of people are saying, it'll go 5 or 6 because I've learned to respect the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. He's shown me that I can't just write them off. So they're kind of like doing the morally upright thing by saying it'll go a few extra games. At least you're here saying not, they're going to get swept. I'm on the opposite end. I think the Heat win the series.
In 7?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, because they're not as good, but I think they'll figure out a way to do it. Because I felt exactly the way I'm feeling now when they were playing the Bucks, and I felt the same way when they were playing the Celtics.
I'm feeling the pendulum swing though, like a lot of.
Other words, that they would lose, and they taught me otherwise.
Well, now it's like everything's around Eric Spoelstra being a top 5 coach and how incredible of a coach, and that is all deserving. Nobody's talking about Michael Malone though. Like people are talking about Jamal Murray. Yeah, they're favorites, but it's like the story now is Miami. And it just plays into how Denver sees themselves, too. They've been the best team in basketball for most of the year, yet nobody really talks about them.
They're the Spurs. They're the new Spurs. Yeah.
Well, they're not sexy, you know? Yeah. And now you're watching. I mean, think about some of the games we've had, even against the Lakers, and you talk about the pelts of Kevin Durant and the likes of going against LeBron James. Nobody's talking about the genius of Michael Malone and the strategy, right? But we're talking about the genius of Eric Spoelstra.
So, you see the genius of Michael Malone?
I think Michael Malone is one of the best coaches in the league.
What do you like about him?
The fact that, well, first off, they've allowed this core to stay together. Like, think about what we're having with the Boston Celtics comment, right? Like, break them up, get them out of here. Like, this core has stayed together. They were trying to run Jamal Murray out of Denver last year.
Because of the
injuries. He should come back and play. Yeah. He's not, you know, that's what some people in Denver were doing. You're like, yo, stay the course. Even that conversation that Jamal Murray had with Michael Malone about, hey, we're not going to go out and make a trade for you. He's gotten this team to buy in. Aaron Gordon was the guy in Orlando, right? Got paid that big deal. He got him to buy into being a defensive guy, right? Like, think of how hard that is for a guy that was the guy.
Yeah, who was like kind of like Iguodala, not that they're the exact same player, but when you're miscast, you need to be the leading scorer, one of the top 2 scorers on a team. Everyone's like, oh, that guy's not working out in the pros. Like, but then when you get put in the right role on a different team, if you buy in, you get to be Iguodala. And maybe Aaron Gordon gets to have a career like that as an essential part of multiple championships if he plays this
Michael right. Porter Jr. having his injury, not being able to play, literally playing with like an AFO, like a foot strap that helps him pick his foot up due to his back injury. Like there's so much that this team has been through, and it just doesn't feel like the stories, well, for both teams. Like I don't want to hate on the Miami Heat either. Like both teams have stories that are just untold. Like you're just finding out now about Caleb Martin finding a way to play because J. Cole made a call to Caron Butler.
Yeah, that's
you're just finding that out in the last 2 weeks.
It's a great story. It doesn't even sound real. It's such a good story. All right, look. What does a title do for Jokic? And Eric Spoelstra was considered a mismatch as a coach for Missoula in the last series. But what about now after what Jay just said about Michael Malone?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and you can see us on ESPN 2 until 8 a.m. and ESPN U until 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, Jokic, we're going to get into it a little bit later. What would a championship mean for him? I thought he had an enormous amount to gain in these playoffs, mm-hmm. and so far he has gained it, but the job is not finished. Eric Spoelstra, guys, was universally considered to be the superior coach in the last series, right? Maybe Joe Mazzulla goes on to have a great career, but at this moment in time, he's a rookie head coach. Spoelstra is one of the most decorated head coaches in the history of like American team sports. He's, you know, he's in an upper level, multiple championships and deep runs with different teams, you know, in Miami. What about now? What's the coaching matchup like now? Jay seems to hold Michael Malone in the highest esteem. Here's Eric Spoelstra, Heat head coach on the altitude in Denver.
Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that. This thing is going to be decided between the four lines.
I mean, look, he then went on to say if they want to come down to Miami and play in, you know, 90-degree humidity, we'll see how heavy their legs are, which is accurate. So it's great that
meaning
they're
ready. You find playing in Miami to have a similar kind of physical effect as playing in Denver?
Oh, yes, for other reasons as well
with
Miami, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah,
with the lifestyle and people going out and kicking it. Granted, a different mentality and discipline with the NBA Finals, but there's a lot of, let's say, extracurricular activities going on in Miami on top of how to deal with that. But, yo, Denver is a real thing. I keep trying to tell people. One of the realest things, Pete Myers, who is our assistant coach with the Chicago Bulls, literally told me my first game up in Denver, and it hit me. He's like, Jay, literally, get to your second wind during warmups. What the hell? What do you mean, Pete? Get to my second wind during warmups. He's like, most players, when they play here, you find your second wind during the third quarter. Right, where you're going down the stretch, okay, my body's going to kick into a different gear where I feel energized. I've been able to get through my first wind. I'm like, why can't I do that? He's like, well, Jay, if you wait to do that in the first quarter, we're potentially going to get blitzed. It's a thing that people talk about. So literally you try to tire yourself out to get to that next wind in warmups so you feel like you can start the first quarter off with the right energy that can sustain.
So second wind sustains you longer?
Think about the first game that we saw the Lakers play up in Denver, right? Like, they got blitzed in that first quarter because it's not until later in the game they were able to fight themselves back into it. Mm-hmm. But you get exhausted. It takes a lot of your legs away.
Speaking of altitude, what are you doing up there?
I like towering over you. I like you feeling
small. Well, that's the only way for you to do it, so I understand.
Oh, I do it in real life every day.
Well, we're basically eye to eye. We're more or less the same height.
It feels like I can demean you.
More or less we're the same height.
Demoralize you.
Yes, that's okay. If you feel the need to stand, go ahead. Well, I don't get the eye thing.
I just want you
is
to
that demoralizing?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it's
it
cute,
feels like
actually.
You're questioning yourself right now. You look tiny beneath me.
Jay, did you woke up
like,
with some issues
today. I like
today.
When you look up at me like that.
Okay.
Pause. Anyway, moving on.
So, Jay, did Miami leave and go to Boston early? I mean, go to Denver directly from Boston?
Yes.
So they got a few days to kind of get their, you know, to get their legs underneath them to understand the altitude to a degree, I would think. I mean, it didn't work for the Lakers. The Lakers got there a day or two early.
that's my point.
That's another story. But when you look at the staffs on two sides, does Denver have an advantage because they have how would I want to put it? Their assistant coaches is like, I don't know, legacy, so to speak, because of their dads and their names and versus Miami, which has good assistants, but maybe not at the same level. Is there an advantage there?
I mean, staffs? I mean, look, man, at the end of the day, I do like Denver staff. There's history there. Guys understand how to play the game at a very high level. But, like, to me, this just comes down to the players, Key.
Absolutely, though.
Like, this comes down to the players. Like, both teams are extremely prepared for this moment. So, if you're asking me who am I going to get a slight edge to coaching-wise and staff-wise, even though I think that the lineage on Denver side is different, I still give it to Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat because of the experience of being in the NBA Finals before, the experience of being in multiple Eastern Conference Finals. You still give that edge to Eric Spoelstra, but I do believe that Michael Malone is a coach prepared for this moment.
And so that means that Spoels will probably get at least two games out of this then.
He just picked a sweep.
Well, yeah, be quiet, Max, and let me talk him into this.
All right, go.
I was trying to bait the guy.
Yeah, that's my fault. You're right.
No, I don't.
I almost had him.
Yeah, I know. I blew it.
It's like going fishing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Don't say anything. I had it on the hook.
Set me up.
You screwed it up.
I messed that up.
I lost my fish.
Damn. Sorry about that.
You can't eat now, Max.
I admit when I screwed it up, I screwed that one up. He was luring you in little by little. Yeah.
Yeah, he almost said, yeah, I think he'll get two.
No.
Damn.
No.
Damn.
He was that close.
It's a bad Max.
No, it's not.
Max, I see. I can't go fishing with you.
Damn.
Because you know if you make noise.
Yeah, scare the fish.
Yeah, scare the fish off.
We just lost if the fish wiggled away. Wriggled out of it.
Gone.
Wriggled.
But I had him out of it. I had him hooked had right him on in the hook. Nostril.
Had him on the hook.
Right in the nostril.
Why you got to be by the nostril, though? Why you got to hook me by the nostril?
He's just playing the odds,
Jay. Your nostrils are bigger than mine.
I mean, let's take a vote.
We should take a vote.
888-ESPN. Call
in bigger nostrils.
888-say ESPN.
Who has bigger nostrils?
888-say ESPN. Who has bigger nostrils, me or Jay?
888-smell-ESPN.
Smell-ESPN.
Yeah, don't say it.
Smell you all the way from here, Key.
Oh, God.
Those flip-flops.
Yeah, I do have them. I know you do.
Every day. Yeah. That's your go-to outfit.
Well, no. I got my nails done and everything. And, you know.
I used to get pedicures in L.A. I haven't had one since I left.
Do you get the buff or do you get the polish?
Your feet, Max.
No, neither. You get the polish. No, I don't get
it. Sandblaster to Max.
No, you just want to get them cut straight and everything and looking good, looking right.
They're going to have to soak them, though, for a while. Pigs, boy, I can only imagine. So rough the sheets get stuck
Guilty.
On them.
Kyle in Florida, you're on KJM.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Kyle?
Whose nostrils are bigger, mine or Jay's?
I want to ask you, gentlemen, something, man. I got respect for each one of you's knowledge of the game and everything. Max, you're a little narrative, but you know a little something. Why is everybody acting like Miami didn't just beat the number two and the number three teams in basketball? And if that's the case, then why isn't everybody giving them the credit they deserve as being a good team? They might not have the individual players that Denver has, but as a team, they remind me of the Portland Trail Blazers against the 76ers, where everybody thought the 76ers were just going to kill the Trail Blazers because of talent, but the team and the Trail Blazers end up winning. So I want to know, why isn't people actually looking at Miami as if they can win?
This whole theme of Miami being disrespected is one of the best things to ever happen in basketball. Because you have both teams that feel disrespected, Kyle. You have Denver that feels disrespected. They've been one of the best teams all year long. And I think there are some people that give Miami a chance. I'm just not one of them.
I don't know. He came at me I'm picking Miami.
So, like, realistically, if Giannis did not get hurt, are we going to sit up here and say that Miami still wins that series?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I am.
I'm not. I'm not going to say Miami would have won that series.
Yes, you are.
Giannis was the best player in basketball. Now, granted, the back injury hurt him. He missed three games. Three. So I still would have taken the Bucks. Now, I would have taken Miami over the Knicks. Seeing how young and immature the Boston Celtics are, that's a great win for Miami. It speaks volumes about their culture and Jimmy Butler. So I'm just being a realist on what I see on the court. The zones, the muck-it-up defenses, the style. We'll see if that can disrupt Denver. But Denver has been the best team in basketball the whole year, in my opinion. Now, whether other people have seen it or not, you guys haven't been on it. That's fine. I've been on it.
We compared.
Dang, okay, Jay.
I'm just saying, Key. Standing
up.
Fish got off the hook, started breathing fire. There's something that Jimmy Butler did, though, because we were comparing him. Remember, he was being compared to Kobe or MJ in terms of how he plays in the playoffs, and we were saying what's similar, what's not similar. There was something that reminded me so much of Kobe Bryant, and that's one of the reasons that I'm taking the Miami Heat. I'll get into it. Is Jokic the clear finals MVP favorite, and will the series end in a sweep? 888-SAY-ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Is Jokic a clear MVP favorite for this series? Will the series end in a sweep? This is from Caesars. Here are the odds, guys. Series ends in four games. It's plus 440.
Ooh. Mm.
So that's the longest odds to end in a sweep. Five games plus 220. Those are the shortest odds. Six games plus 240. Seven games plus 235.
Yates, what you taking, Yates? What you doing on this
out of
work?
Those, if I had to pick one, I would probably like. I don't want to disrespect Miami since that's the theme. We can go in five. Like
five. Yeah.
I would take Nuggets in three, but that's not an option.
MVP finals.
Well, wait, finals. Max, wait, before you get to the finals, Max. So if Yates takes him in five, then that would mean that tonight is a must win. If there's going to be a game for Miami to catch the Denver Nuggets, it's after the Nuggets have had 10 days off. And that they're rusty, but still for me, like that rust, even if that rust is in the first quarter, half of the second quarter, they're going to eventually find their groove, right? Does Miami have that knockout punch against a team who is as physical as Denver?
Well, this is
the question, because yeah, Boston isn't physical.
Hey, Jay, I think Miami in five, though, right? Because when you look at Denver.
Miami in five?
I mean.
Or Denver in five?
Denver in five. Look at your eyeballs a little.
I said what?
Denver in five, because if you look at it, outside the Lakers, they've dropped one, right? Minnesota got, you know, stole a little one, whatever. And then obviously Phoenix got a couple out of it. And then when you look at
Lakers, Key, it's also how, like, Minnesota is a bigger team, right? So they're able to be physical with Denver. And even if you look at the next, I mean, it took KD and Devin Booker to go. I mean, D-Book went prolific.
Jimmy Butler can go prolific.
He's going to drop 40?
You don't think he can get one?
I don't.
Jimmy Butler was.
So you getting ready to tell me at home in Miami in the stadium that you and Greeny talked about the humidity and how
not
hot
you.
It is
nope, not you. Don't try to lump me. That was Greeny.
You just said how hot it is down
no,
there.
No, I was making a point about Espo joking around altitude as opposed to playing in humidity.
Okay. So, well, he's like, don't put me
don't,
in
no,
that.
Don't you do that to me.
You don't think in the whiteout they can get one game?
No.
At home?
No, I do not. Okay.
So this leads to what I said earlier about something that Jimmy Butler did that reminded me so much of Kobe. Is when Bam tried to hand him the
trophy,
the MVP, and he shook him off. He's not going to touch the thing. And later said, I'm not interested in that trophy. Not interested in MVPs. I'm just trying to win the championship. That was so Kobe Bryant. That was so – and the fact that this dude is able to consistently elevate his play when the moment calls for it, he's not getting swept, man. Jimmy Butler's good, but I really think they're going to win.
But can I ask you a question? If they do get swept,
yeah,
like does that make you think less about Jimmy Butler?
No.
Like, are you going to sit here and tell me, oh, Jimmy Butler needs to get you one game? What this dude and what this team has done has been phenomenal.
Yep.
There's been no eight seed in the history of the NBA playoffs.
Hold on, let me turn that around on you, Jay. Let me turn that around on you. If he does get one or more than one,
I'm blown away.
Do you think more?
Yes.
Because I do.
Yes.
It's not that I take away. It's that we're at a certain place, and now he can add to that.
Agreed.
Yeah, right.
I
don't expect him to screw up. I don't think Butler will play poorly, right? Go ahead,
Jay, when have you known professional athletes to just be happy with being there?
Never. So, I mean, well, actually, I've known. I take that back. I know a lot.
Well, I mean.
I know a lot.
You know what I'm saying.
Though. I know,
I'm not talking about the guy that's just looking to get the bag and wear the logo. I'm talking about a real player.
True.
Jimmy Butler's a real player.
I agree. LeBron James is a real player, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
but
what happened to LeBron?
Just to be there.
No, I hear you, but I'm not. LeBron James and the Lakers got swept, y'all.
And they were in every game.
38 years old, too, Jay.
Understood. But you're telling me one of the best defensive players in the game of basketball, Anthony Davis?
And I don't want to turn this into a Laker conversation. But the Lakers, it could have gone either way. It could have gone either way a couple games.
So this is accurate, and you guys keep bringing this up. But it didn't. Yep. It didn't go the other way.
Right, so then you get a guy like Jimmy Butler who comes up huge in the biggest moments, right? And you say, oh, wait a minute. You grab that first one because they've been off 10 games and the Heat have been active and you know, they got a lather going, right? So you steal the first one, you lose the second one. Now you go back to Miami, it's knotted at one. You tell me they can't defend home in game one? All of a sudden, they're up 2-1, and you're like, oh, hold on a second.
You guys may be right, and I may be right as well about them being swept.
Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, these guys can do some things. Duncan Robinson shoot
the
lights out.
I'm not saying they
can't. Jay hates Miami.
I'm just saying
it's
a different beast who they're playing against.
There's a reason Denver is an enormous favorite here.
Different animal.
There's a reason for that. Hey, one of the very few Duke players who won an NBA championship, a teammate of Jay Will, joins us next here on KJM ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.